Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Zach.
Ben and Nathan, hello. I'm not a fan of the wordy questions you two sometimes receive, so I'll try to make it brief. How can a law school applicant maximize the utility of his or her work experience in an application? What do the best resumes highlight in terms of applicable skills? Thanks for your time.
I think you need to think about what lawyers do. Obviously, if you have law-related shit, that's a good thing to put on your resume because there's, you know, all the skills at once. If you say, I'm a paralegal or I'm a legal secretary or whatever, then, you know, you are applying lots of different skills that are relevant to legal practice. But I guess I would just say, think about what things lawyers do and what skills they have, and then try to emphasize those aspects of your actual experience. What do you think?
I mean, I guess I feel like we're tweaking something that's not going to have a huge impact either way.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the thing that, Zach, you need to understand the most, is that the resume is just, you know, one of many documents that they have. They're going to be primarily interested in your LSAT and your GPA. I think from there, they're probably going to go to your personal statement. And from there, they're going to look at all your other supplemental essays, your resume, those kinds of things. Many people go to law school with like no resume whatsoever. I mean, let's be honest, like your undergrad shit that you've done. Leadership roles are great. If you were the president of something that was actually an active thing, you would certainly want to put that. If you were a competitive athlete, you'd want to put that. I think you just want to emphasize what you're good at. And then you need to stop thinking about the resume, because it's just, again, it's like one of those things that's on the application, but it's really not going to make or break you, I don't think.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.